Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You're back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So it's April Fool's Day, the stupidest day of the year. This is so dumb, and it is. There's already all this anxiety, because if you have friends like I do, they're going to punk you. They're going to do something. And you're like, you know, I don't need the stress. I don't need to go through the whole day in disbelief. And that's what you do. You don't believe anything. If my producers say, oh, yeah, you had a good show today, I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, April Fool's. I can't believe anything anybody says, you know? And I mean, what are my kids going to do? It's so dumb. I don't celebrate April Fool's. I don't punk my friends. I don't come up with anything fake, because I have a tough time having people believe me as it is. They're like, no, you went to medical school? I go, I did. I went to medical school, and I actually passed. No. May Fools. And it's not May Fools. I'm telling you. Yeah, I don't care if it's May, March, June. I went to medical school. So people don't believe me. You know, it's interesting. We talk about each year where April Fools came from, and then I forget because my memory's going. But April Fools, as you know, was celebrated April 1. I don't like April 1. April is one of those months where I know my allergies are going to hit. We've got tax season coming. That's when I realized that spring break is coming up, and I didn't plan anything or figure anything out. And also, it's kind of the time when it's like, okay, I got to get ready for Passover, and I'm going to be constipated for, you know, a couple weeks. So, and all my friends are celebrating Lent, you know, so no one's going out or whatever. They're observing something that prevents them from having a good time. And so April is a rough month for me. It just always is. So when you say it's April Fool's, I go, it's not just because somebody's going to try to punk me. It's because, I don't know, it's just not my favorite month. It's just one of those, I don't know. I don't know what it is. But basically, they think that the history dates back to 1582, when France switched from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar. This was called for by the Council of Trent in 1563. So in the Julian calendar, the new year began April 1st. And remember, the Gregorian calendar moved it to January 1st. So if you remember, April 1st, which was the time of the spring, that was everybody's new year. But when they tried to change and kind of normalize the months, they decided to add a couple extra months. And then the number 28, an even number. They didn't want an even, I guess there was some Gregorian, King George had some, who was it? I don't know, somebody had some superstition about even numbers or 28 days, so they made February the shortest month. I know I've spoken about it before, I just having trouble remembering the whole story. But some people didn't get the memo. So they didn't get the memo that we have a new year that starts January and not April. So if they continued celebrating it the last week of March through April, they became the butt of jokes and hoaxes and were called April Fools. So again, April Fools comes from people still thinking that the start of the new year was April when it got moved to January. Right? Or they added those additional months. So people would have paper fish placed on their backs, being referred to as Poisson d'Avril or April Fish. And it was supposed to symbolize a young, easily caught fish and a gullible person. Then there were festivals all sorts of other things that seemed to kind of come out of that. And then now people do these stupid pranks. So if you remember in the 50s, there were these farmers, I think this was in Switzerland, saying that the trees were growing spaghetti. And I guess people believed it, and there were, yeah. So the BBC reported the Swiss farmers were experiencing a record spaghetti crop and showed footage of people harvesting noodles from trees. And I guess people believed that. In 1985, Sports Illustrated writer George Plimpton tricked many readers because he made up this article about rookie pitcher Sid Finch, who could throw a fastball over 168 miles per hour. Everybody freaked out. In 1992, NPR published a spot that Richard Nixon was running again. So now Richard Nixon didn't pass until 1994. But 1992, he was still alive, and people thought, whoa, Richard Nixon was going to run again. And April 1st, you know, this is the year, 1992, election year. And I guess the country was shocked. 1996, Taco Bell duped people because they said that they agreed to purchase Philadelphia's Liberty Bell, and they were going to rename the Liberty Bell Taco Liberty Bell. I guess people lost their minds. So stupid. This is so stupid. I don't like April Fool's. It's dumb. All right, 1998, Burger King advertised a left-handed Whopper. So a bunch of customers wanted to order the sandwich. And that was actually very smart because, you know, Burger King says, we got this new burger. Everybody, you know, wants to say, oh, I tried it. So they run to Burger King and then they purchase it. And, you know, so that's actually a pretty smart marketing ploy, although I think people got mad and people didn't buy a Whopper for a year. And then I guess Google has an annual April Fool's Day prank that includes something called a telepathic search to the ability to play Pac-Man on Google Maps. I fall for that all the time. When I see Pac-Man, anytime I see something on a computer, Pac-Man, it's like, you know, I get hypnotized. I'm like, oh, Pac-Man, then I want to play it. So that's not good. So, you know, what can you do to do April Fool's Day without, you know, saying somebody's running for president or whatever? Well, a real good one is like, You know, putting chocolate on somebody's back of the pants to make them poop themselves. Whoopee cushions I love. Well, I think whoopee cushions are fantastic. I don't think those should ever go out of style. There's a lot of people will swap salt for sugar. I don't know what you're cooking for people. Nobody really eats each other's food. The uncontrollable remote is something that's good to do at the house, where you kind of put a little tape over that sensor thing. They keep pressing on it, and they can't watch TV. Anyway, happy April Fool's stupid holiday. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so let's kind of get so some of you guys are a little concerned. Let me just, before we get to the news, answer this question about Frank's sign. So remember I told you guys, gosh, we talk about it a lot on the show, how a earlobe crease, the diagonal earlobe crease in an ear could signify that you could be at risk for heart disease. It's also been linked to stroke. It's also been linked to dementia and cognitive issues. And so it's frustrating because a lot of men I know have it. I can't really comment on a lot of the women because women wear earrings. So I can't always see if they have that earlobe crease. But I remember my father had one. And I'm like, you know, Dad, that could be a bad sign. And, you know, he ends up having a heart attack. And Bruce Willis has very prominent Frank signs. And he's now battling aphasia. And we're being told that he, you know, has been suffering with some cognitive issues, like, you know, memory loss. And so in medicine, we try to figure out what's going on inside the body the best we can. And we have all these fancy tests, and we have, you know, blood tests and CTs and all sorts of things and MRIs, and it's all exciting. But the thing is our bodies have a way to tell us what is going on. So there's something called dermatological manifestations of, you know, internal illness. And so we've spoken about some of these things where lesser Trelay, for example, there's this skin condition where it looks like you have a bunch of moles on your back, but the moles look smeared. And it almost looks like somebody was trying to finger paint a Christmas tree on your back. And when you see a smearing or a kind of a slurring of these moles and a bunch of them on one's back, it's a good sign that that person might have cancer in their GI tract. And, you know, why? How does that happen? I don't know. It could just be there's connections between cancer has a way to notify the skin something's up, and that's how the skin kind of notifies other people. Remember, our bodies are designed not just for us, but for potential mates for other people. And so in nature, and I know this is kind of a hard concept to take in, but in nature, our bodies have evolved to dissuade other people from being around us when we're sick. Have you guys ever had strep throat and your breath was rank? It was just very stinky. Well, that keeps other people away. You know? Somebody having a STI, they'll have discharge, you know, and it might not be that attractive down there. So you might be less likely to engage in sex. So, you know, our bodies, when you go through puberty and when you go through, when you're at that age to be able to reproduce, you start to give off pheromones or you give off odors. Now, a lot of teens, they have body odor. And man, I mean, I think the body odor stinks. But back in caveman days, that signaled other people to go, hey, looks like this person's fertile. That's how our body works. And so me as a doctor, I had read this book on dermatological manifestations of internal malignancy, and I found that book to be fascinating on what sort of things the body might clue you in on, that there could be something going on. And it didn't bring up the Frank sign, because the Frank sign wasn't necessarily a marker for cancer, thank God. But a medical student years ago that was rotating through my office and I was training, she was the daughter of a cardiologist. And she said, you know, my dad taught me about Frank's sign. So this student taught me, and I have found it to be fascinatingly associative with people with heart disease. So what it is it's a diagonal crease in the earlobe, and I've published a piece on this. It's on my Facebook, it's on my Twitter, it's on my website, so you can see what it looks like. And it has an association with heart disease, stroke, even dementia. A study published in Scientific Reports found the diagonal earlobe crease to be more common in those with cognitive impairment from vascular dementia and Alzheimer's-related amyloid beta presence. So the author suggests that this could serve as a useful supportive sign, not only for the diagnosis of cognitive impairment, but also for potential cardiovascular disease and amyloid beta buildup. Okay, you guys are asking me about Biden. Hold on a second. I don't know. Let me look at Biden's ears. Okay, Biden era. I don't know. George W. Bush has a Frank sign. I have not looked up Joe Biden. His ears, I think he's got a little bit, yeah. A little bit, not as pronounced as others. Problem is these images don't show it that well. Yeah, he's got it. Yeah, he's got it. But here's the thing, a lot of men do. You know, but I know people are concerned about his cognition. Study in 2017 in Israel, researchers looked at 241 people who had suffered a stroke. Almost 80% of them had Frank sign. Dr. Nazal and his team wrote, Frank sign could predict ischemic cerebrovascular events. Patients with classical cardiovascular risk factors had Frank sign in a higher frequency. So who's Frank? Well, back in 1973, Dr. Sanders T. Frank first described it in patients with coronary artery disease. So this is from almost 50-year-old, 50-year-old, I guess, science. And he said that there was an association between coronary artery disease and a crease in the earlobe. So, you know, if there's an issue with the heart and blood flow, then, yeah, it makes sense it could also affect the brain. Other studies have confirmed it. One study utilized CT angiography to document the relationship. That was Shmilovich et al. They looked at how CTs showed in those with earlobe creases. So it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to have a heart attack, but what I think it means is if you do have that diagonal crease in your earlobe, you know, make sure you get screened for heart disease and neurological issues. Vessel damage, cholesterol plaques that affect the heart could also affect the brain. The more extensive, the deeper the crease, it seems to be more ominous. So why does this happen? Well, maybe it's because if you have arteriosclerosis, you know, you have poor blood flow, not only to the brain and to the heart, but also to the distal parts of the body. And earlobes hang, you know, and so earlobes, they might not get the hydration and vascularization. It could also be that you lose some of the collagen, elastic fibers, so you start to get more wrinkly there. You know, and it could just be one of the things where we just haven't figured out why that happens. President George W. Bush, he had a cardiac stent procedure in 2013. He has a pretty prominent Frank sign. Bruce Willis has prominent Frank signs, and it looks like he's going through some issues with aphasia, memory loss. Steven Spielberg has one, but I don't know about his cardiac or mental health. Mel Gibson also appears to have them. So it's one of those things where I love the idea that, this is what I dislike. I dislike somebody has something wrong with them, and nobody knows about them until it's too late. You know, like my father. You know, my father was healthy until the day he died. Well, because he never went to the doctor. He didn't get his heart checked. I told him to. Didn't want to do any of that. And you know, then the whole family was shocked. Like, oh my gosh, you know, he had heart disease? Well, you know, if he would have gone to the doctor, we saw the Frank sign, but, you know, there are clues. And so I want to be able to prevent death. And we might not be able to prevent it all the time. It's inevitable for most of us. But, and you have a lot of doctors that are like, no, those Frank signs, they don't mean anything. Even if they don't, if you have cardiac risk factors, like being over 50 as a male, actually being over 40 as a male, 50 as a female, previous heart disease, you smoke, high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, get things checked out. 1-877-NFLE.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden, speaking Friday morning, continues to blame President Trump for the nation's fiscal woes.
Under my predecessor, the federal budget deficit went up every single year. Every year. As I committed when I was running this and I got here, we're going to turn that around. In fact, last year in 2021, we cut the federal deficit by more than $350 billion.
With the war now in its second month, senior European Union officials are meeting for a virtual meeting with China's President Xi Jinping on Friday. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
China must not provide economic or military support for the Russian invasion. Instead, Beijing should use its significant influence on Russia and promote an immediate peaceful resolution.
USA Radio News. Eric Schmidt is no stranger to taking on the big dogs. He fought Microsoft when he led Novell and took on Brussels when he was the CEO at Google. Today, the billionaire is focusing his energy on the United States' fight with China and our biggest struggle yet, competition with China. Schmidt was on Capitol Hill this week making his case. He proposes the United States should set up a national academy to train tech workers who work within a civilian capacity for the federal government for 5 years in return for their education costs. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on the new parental rights and education law.
These are policy decisions. I don't think it's anything that's invoking First Amendment because schools, states and localities have the ability to set curriculum in public schools. We do that all the time. This is not new. You know, we require Holocaust studies and that be taught. We actually, there was a principal in this county, I think, that was not willing to do that or was denying that. And then that there was discipline and there should be.
USA Radio News.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, we are, let me see. I got to kind of word this as politically correct as I can. We are at a time where we are being very, very progressive, and we are kind of resetting things. You know, they call it the Great Reset, but we're also doing the Great Reevaluation of things that we've done or said or revered that have kind of made people cringe. So as we go through and, you know, revisit, you know, certain, I don't know, icon, certain you know, statues, certain logos, certain songs, certain phrases. The society, and they do that, you know, goes through kind of a, for lack of a proper word, cleansing of things that kept happening, and you were like, wait a second, does that sound right? Does that, you know, why do we keep doing that? You know, and so I get that society does that, and yeah, there are things that are racist and sexist and transphobic and homophobic and xenophobic, and you know, yeah, there's no excuse for things to be, you know, still in our vernacular, in our you know, used in. It blows my mind some of the things that we kept, you know, seeing and hearing. It's like, why didn't anybody address that? On the flip side, though, and this is something I've warned everybody about, the more you try to be progressive, the more you start to insult or retract and pull from the work you've done. And so one of the latest things that is kind of putting progressives in a divide, like, wait a second, where do we go from here, is, do we cancel the word woman? Is the word woman going to be a politically incorrect word? Now, some of you will say, well, no, women, you know, that would be sexist if we get rid of the word woman, if we call them people with vaginas, if we, no, that's going to, you know, it's what's the word for it? If I could, you know, where you dehumanize, no, we're not, you know, we want to celebrate women. You know, we want to, you know, celebrate who we are. We want to be inclusive of women. We want equal pay and all that. But medical entities are dropping the word woman. Woman is a bad word. Apparently, they don't want anything to do with that. So, I don't know if you've been kind of watching. So, last year, remember, The Lancet had wanted to discuss periods and destigmatize periods. So, they had said, you know, historically, the anatomy and physiology of bodies with vaginas have been neglected. Well, you know, if you ask any woman, you know, who has fought for women's rights and have been on the forefront, you know, that forefront of, you know, progressiveness with women, the last thing a woman wants to be called is a body with a vagina. Women are more than that. Just like a man shouldn't be called a body with a penis. I think that's ridiculous. That's not inclusive. It's very dehumanizing. And what it means is it focuses one's identity on their genitals. But The Lancet was doing that to be progressive. They didn't want to assume that only women had periods, because you could be trans male, be transitioning to male, but still have your periods. So, yeah, their heart might have been in the right place, but boy, was there, you know, pushback going, you know, why are women being, you know, dehumanized, or what's the word for when they're just objectified. So I guess yesterday this happens where the Washington Post brings up a study published in Epic Research on, you know, on pregnancy and pregnancy and COVID. But they say pregnant people at much higher risk of breakthrough COVID. And I guess people lost their mind going, pregnant people, so now you can't be a woman. Is being a woman a bad thing? And so, you know, some people think, okay, well, that's the right versus the left. No, there's also people on the left going, wait a second, so now we don't say woman? So the CDC has also replaced woman with person. If you go to the CDC site, when they talk about pregnancy, they say pregnant people. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this up, I don't know, I don't really have a plan on where to go from here, but I bring this up because the one mistake a lot of people make nowadays, which is considered a very, very bad mistake, is they'll say something and and then be accused of being sexist, accused of being racist, accused of being politically correct, and they never got the memo. They didn't realize that this was like I can't make the sign, but you know, the okay sign is apparently a white supremacist sign. So if you go, you know, and remember Eddie Murphy in Beverly Hills Cop, you know, and he went to the other cops and he made that sign, and he, and, you know, like, everything's A-okay. That sign now, I guess, has been hijacked by white supremacists, and now they own it. Who knew? People aren't getting the memo. So now if you're doing a selfie and you're taking a picture and you're, you know, somebody could accuse you of being a white supremacist, and you're like, well, wait a second, I've used this sign ever since it doesn't mean A-okay anymore. And a lot of people do this, you know. Well, what if this sign, it's not peace, what if the sign means vagina? And somebody says you're making fun of women with vagina when you do that. And you're, mind you, now there's pictures of you with you holding your fingers up in the shape of a V. So I bring this up because, I'm in medicine. And when we have, you know, Women's Heart Month, you know, Women's Health Month, when we in gynecology and obstetrics are the physicians of women's health, we do a well woman check, we might be being politically incorrect and using a word that has been canceled and putting us at risk of being canceled. And I think somebody needs to kind of help guide where we're going to go from here. Because I thought somebody being a man, somebody being a woman, somebody identifying as a woman, somebody being a cis woman, trans woman, is embracing what a woman is. And the topic has been starting to come to a boil, as when we saw during the Supreme Court Justice confirmation hearings of Judge Ketanji Jackson Brown, when she was straight out asked, what's the definition of a woman? And she was going to be a Supreme Court justice, couldn't give it. And it's not that she doesn't have the education. It's what stopped her was the political correctness of it all. That was a sign that we as society, now in other parts of the world, they still have this down, but us as a society are now, I guess, considering woman and a definition of it to be a trap for us being labeled as being politically correct. And if we in medicine can't figure this out, how is everybody else going to figure this out? So is people with a vagina, is that okay? Is that where we're going now? 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702 702- 562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, I know it's April Fool's, and I think Russia has been doing April Fool's for a while. And, oh, no, we're not going to invade Ukraine, and they invade Ukraine. No, we're going to do a ceasefire. We're not going to shell the capital, and they kept shelling the capital. They did leave Chernobyl. But what we're hearing is the reason why the Russians have left Chernobyl is because many of them were suffering from radiation sickness. In order to get to Chernobyl and take it over, they had to go through the Red Forest. The Red Forest is an area that nobody goes through because of the high levels of radiation, and it turned, I guess, the trees red. I guess that's how they were able to take over Chernobyl. And so now many of them are sick, so they're going to Belarus for treatment. So the Russians leaving Chernobyl is great because we don't want them having any control of nuclear product and nuclear facilities, also kind of reminds us that Russia's not very good when it comes to nuclear. Well, the Soviet Union wasn't, but you know, they're not very adept, and I don't think they really understand it, because why would you send your soldiers through the Red Forest, is what we're being told, to take over Chernobyl? That's kind of a no-no. But that, it's not the first time, you know, leaders have sacrificed their troops. Well, one thing Russia threatened yesterday is blocking gas and energy to Europe if they wouldn't pay in rubles. And I guess we're being told that Russia's gas giant Gazprom has terminated participation in Gazprom Germania. So it is separating from its German subsidiary in a move that is starting to, you know, this is one of these things where when this all happened, I'm like, gosh, this could be a world conflict. We could be looking at World War III. These are, when you look back at World War II, when you look back at World War I and the things that started before that and fed into it, this is one of the main ingredients where countries feel like they have to step in because they, you know, they're being wronged. You know, countries, they lose the ability, they lose their goods, there's embargoes. Countries then have to unite with other countries to keep them afloat. And then you just start getting these alliances, and then, you know, people, revenge gets taken. Wars throughout time, many times have been fought because of trade, because of territory. And that's all we're hearing the last, as we're going to the second month of this, is how there was issues with territory. Now issues with trade, supply, economy. It's sadly the perfect recipe for World War III. So CNN is reporting that yesterday the Gazprom Group terminated its participation in the German company Gazprom Germania and all its assets, including Gazprom Marketing and Trading. Germany's Federal Network Agency, which is the country's utility regulatory office, said on the website that gas supply is stable in Germany, and that no disturbances of gas deliveries to Germany were recorded. They say the operators of gas networks do not report any extraordinary events. Now, Germany issued an early warning that there could be possible natural gas shortages over these payment disputes where Russia wants to be paid in rubles. Moscow said if they weren't, because they didn't want U.S. dollars or euros, they would threaten to cut off supplies. And the Kremlin's demand has been rejected by Germany and the G7 group of leading developed countries. So, you know, the International Energy Agency nations agreed to release additional oil from energy reserves. In fact, Biden has suggested that as well, which we're going to be talking about later in the show. And, you know, when it comes to energy, this is something that is huge. And, you know, when we were watching the start of the Ukraine conflict, and I get people are selfish, they're isolationist, they're like, look, you know, we can't be getting involved. I understand why people feel that way. I disagreed with that because of what happened with Hitler in World War II, and by the time other countries decided they needed to get involved, Hitler had already become so powerful. And so when I see the warning signs with Putin, I'm like, guys, this is, you know, he's acting very similar to how Hitler did at the start of World War II. Can somebody kind of, you know, do we need any more hints? Come on. But the other reason why I think a lot of us predicted that this could, you know, later become a world conflict is because it's very hard for something to happen in a country such as Ukraine with a larger country such as Russia and not have global domino effects. So people are concerned about food shortages, as Ukraine is the breadbasket of Europe, and Russia exports food to Europe. So if Europe is in conflict with Russia and Ukraine, they have food shortages. What happens in Europe eventually affects us. You know, people are going to ask America to help. If America relies on other countries for our gas, fuel, food, we're then going to feel it. So it is going to affect us. The International Energy Agency announced Friday that following an emergency meeting that its member countries are going to release additional oil from emergency reserves to cushion the blow caused by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. But the IEA did not disclose details on the size and timing of this. They're also going to be, White House is also working on this as well. So details are going to be made public early next week, meaning they're still figuring this out. IEA members include the U.S., United Kingdom, Japan, and Australia. So after announcing a release of 180 million barrels of oil, U.S. President Joe Biden said Thursday others could release as many as 30 million to 50 million barrels of oil, and that would be in addition to the historic U.S. release. They say the higher the number of these barrel releases, then the more likely prices are going to come down. You know, the prices are horrible, but I'm really even more worried about shortages. Putin appears to be refocusing on the Donbas region. The assault on Kyiv appears to now be starting to abate, but the eastern Ukraine Donbas region seems to be escalating. As of yesterday, the Biden administration had said, actually Joe Biden himself, said there was no clear evidence that he was pulling troops out of Kyiv. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warned that that Donbas, Mariupol, Kharkiv direction is where Russian troops are now accumulating. So what it seems to be is rather than hitting the whole country, Russia is going to concentrate and then move west, starting in the east. So this is something that sadly is destroying millions of civilians' homes, lives. Red Cross is trying to get people out. Multiple humanitarian efforts are trying to get people out. They're being blocked by Russia. They're trying to bring food, medicine, and it's a mess. It's an absolute mess. And so I pray that this stops. I pray for everybody in Ukraine. I pray for the dilemmas that are going to come and you know, how sadly people turn on themselves and the countries that really start to get hurt by the conflict, you know, they might have to make choices. And these choices could really cause changes in the in the calculus of what's happening with the war. So there was a fuel depot fire, and I guess there's some back and forth where Russian allegations of that Ukrainian helicopters struck a fuel base in the southern Russia city of Belgorod. Ukraine, though, is saying no, this is one of those false flags where Russia did it and is blaming us. Regional Governor Vyacheslav Gladkov accused Ukraine of being behind the brakes. And so far, people can't really confirm.
Your mother, right?
But
she's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.